when do you expect to be, you know, healthy and cleared for basketball activities? And, you know, is it frustrating for you to go through this process and not be able to get on the floor and actually play?
Yeah, so I'm going to be out of my boot, like, next week. And then from there, progressing to on-court activity. Yeah, it's a little frustrating. But, like I said, it's almost done now, so just focus on what I can control.
Have you talked to Trey at all about being in Utah?
Nah, not really. I don't think he's out here right now. But, I mean, we talk about other stuff, though.
Just what's the process been like? I mean, it's obviously been a long 2 years, and to finally get to this point and still not to be able to kind of go out there, just what's it all been like for you?
It's a blessing to get to this point, honestly. You know, like you said, I had a lot of bad luck, but I mean, I'm right here, so at the end of the day, I'm just blessed and fortunate to be in this position.
When you get the boot off, what's the plan as far as reacclimating? What, do you have a set workout schedule?
Not a set one. I'm doing physical therapy right now every day. So sort of a feel thing. I mean, my x-rays and things look clean right now. So we're not trying to rush back into things. We're just trying to take it slow. Like I said, I got another week left in the boot. So we're just working from there.
What are you trying to do during this time? Obviously, you can't really work out. But what are you trying to communicate with teams and whatnot right now?
Yeah, but on my body, I'm doing a lot of lifting. Upper body and lower body, obviously, is a little limited. And then I'm doing some ball handling and shooting, like in the chair and stuff like that.
What are you talking about with teams? Obviously, you can't work out for them and stuff. But what are you guys talking about when you come to these kinds of events?
Well, I was fortunate enough to play for 4 years in college, so I mean, teams are pretty familiar with my game. Those aren't really the questions that I'm getting asked. It's a lot about my foot, a lot about, you know, what type of person I am off the court. So,
how many teams have you visited with so far?
I think this is my 18th.
How many more do you have planned after this?
One or two.
Yeah. You know, when you look at where your stock was 2 years ago, and, you know, if you had come out 2 years ago, you could have been a lottery pick or first-round pick, as opposed to where the injuries have put your stock now, where you probably be picked in the second round. You know, is there any tinge of regret with this process, and how do you take where you're at right now and go forward, even though you probably might lose some money in the meantime?
I mean, for me, there's no regret. You know, I came into college wanting to get better, win games, you know, ultimately have a chance to graduate, and that's what I did. And then looking at my stock, I mean, I can't really control the injuries and things like that. But going forward, I mean, money lost right now is only money I can gain back in the future. So I'm not really, you know, looking back and regretting anything. I'm just blessed to be in this position right now, honestly.
So much versatility to your game. How do you see you fitting once you get back and start playing at the next level?
I think my game fits perfectly at the next level, you know. Just the versatility, like you said, be able to pass, shoot, and dribble, and defend multiple positions as well.
Besides getting healthy, is there anything specifically you're working on to add to your game?
Still trying to get stronger. You know, it's an everyday thing. You know, it's a grown man league now, but like you said, getting healthy is number one.